It's Dan, Neil and Sean back with a review to look a little bit over pre-season in general, but we will also do the Leeds game. And we'll start there, Sean. I mean, the thing to say more than anything really is that Leeds take it seriously. You got seven of their top 10 minutes played last season, getting at least 45 in this game. I couldn't see what they'd done against Wrexham and Sunderland. I couldn't find that data. You know, four players at the World Cup for Leeds, none of which go very far, so they've got close to a strong roster of players. So, I mean, that second half, it kind of reminded me of the Crystal Palace League Cup game last season where, you know, Liverpool have to weaken their side and Palace go quite strong, and the golfing clash between essentially kids and a Premier League team becomes clear, and that's what the second half felt like. But Leeds were a good opposition for Liverpool to have at this point, and we get to see the sort of green shoots from our performance first half, and the strength of that team, with a couple of exceptions, was close to, you know, first team players. So overall, a good test for Liverpool, and something that Iriola, I think, is genuine in when he says it was a positive experience.
Yeah, the pitch looked incredibly dry. Spoke to a friend of mine who is a big NFL fan, who said they've been doing some work on the pitch trying to improve it over the last few years, and he's seen a few games there live and said that apart from the effort to go to the toilet in the stadium, he said that he was surprised by the images of the pitch, that he didn't think it would look that bad. So that's not ideal, unfortunately, on some of these tours. In terms of everything you were going through there quite correctly, obviously, because Liverpool have so many World Cup players returning to the AXA this week, it's a bit exacerbated, but the overall squad depth and the injury situation just jumps off the page at you, especially during the course of the second half.